Aspirin is one of the most popular drugs in America's drug culture. Invented 100 years ago this year, the small tablets of acetyl salicylic acid are found in almost all American homes and many American workplaces. When Dr. America has a headache, he pops 2 aspirin, and almost immediately the pain goes away. Or at least it would if the aspirin worked that quickly. Actually, it takes 20 to 30 minutes for aspirin to move from the stomach to the bloodstream, and about 2 hours for the full effect. Aspirin is a potent painkiller, and effective in many other ways, too. But not until the 1970s did scientists know how it works. John Vane, who won the 1982 Nobel Prize in Medicine for his research, discovered that aspirin slows down the production of prostaglandins, fatty acids secreted throughout the body to increase the sensitivity of pain receptors in spots that are not functioning normally. Prostaglandins, he found, put the pain in painful, and aspirin kills it on the spot. While aspirin relieves the physical symptoms of pain, it also points to American culture's metaphysical suppositions about the purpose of pain in our lives. Americans are deeply ambivalent about pain. We are a people who believe, no pain, no gain. Sometimes we are literally pains-taking, taking pains to produce substantial benefits. In sports and workouts, we believe that you need to suffer to experience improvements. In education and many other endeavors of American life, we believe in what Dr. America calls the Listerine effect, that if it tastes bad, it must be good for you. We know that achievement and accomplishment are often paid for with blood, sweat, and tears. But we also seem to believe in no pain, period. When we aren't purposefully painstaking, we want to take our pain and shove it. In the 19th century, Americans pioneered the use of anesthesia, and shortly after it, they coined the term painkiller. Today's advertising is full of promises of pain relief and painless procedures, and the crack research team of the American Studies Museum has yet to find an ad that explicitly sells a pain producer. We consider people who take pleasure in pain, our sadists and masochists, to be abnormal, if not inhuman. In responding to pain, we are forever seeking to make it better, without ever asking if the pain might make us better. Unlike earlier cultures, which considered pain a normal part of life, we consider pain abnormal, even though we produce and experience a lot of it. Americans, who are 6% of the world's population, consume about 29 billion aspirin a year, roughly 50% of the world total. We average about 80 million aspirin a day. Why, Dr. America wonders, do Americans use more aspirin than other people? Are Americans an especially sickly sort? Or does American culture cause more headaches than other civilizations? The United States, it seems, does manufacture both headaches and the drugs to cure them. According to the American Council for Headache Education, with the wonderful acronym of ACHE, the most common type of headache is the tension headache. Unlike less popular headaches, the tension headache produces steady pain instead of throbbing and affects both sides of the head. Although headaches can come from foods and odors, from the body cycles, like menstrual periods, and even from changes in the weather, they are often triggered in response to stressful events or a hectic day. Emotional factors such as depression, disappointment, frustration, and anxiety can also cause headaches. A society, therefore, that structures stress into daily life also helps to structure headaches into personal life. Although we often talk about our stresses as a pain in the posterior, the physical pain is more likely to appear in the brain. The more hectic our lives become, it seems, the more we manufacture headaches and profits for makers of pain relievers. Both American affluence and American attitudes toward medicine and medications also influence our consumption of aspirin. Other people in other lands undoubtedly experience the stresses that lead to headaches, but many of them don't have Americans' easy access to aspirin. Two, the tremendous success of American medicine has made Americans prone to pill popping. TV ads and other promotions of American pharmaceuticals teach us that if our bodies don't work the way we want them to, we can buy a drug for quick relief. It's significant, Dr. America suspects, that our primary professional group in this area is not the American Health Association, but the American Medical Association. Writer Wendell Berry points out that true health is a condition not just of single organisms, but of organisms in their environment. In general, though, American medicine focuses on the individual body And aspirin, therefore, is a particular favorite of Americans. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America saying, take two aspirin and call me in the morning.
Great.